Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Welcome back to the show. I am so excited to chat with you. Today I have a solo show where I'm going to talk about 26 must-read rom-coms. You know, sometimes you need a fun rom-com to lighten the mood, serve as a good escape, knowing that there will be happily ever after. So today I'm sharing 26 rom-coms that are low angst, swoony love stories, and sometimes funny. I know finding a rom-com can be a bit of a search expedition. There are quite a few romances that are marketed as rom-coms, but they tend to be heavier books dealing with an array of content warnings, or it can be women's fiction, or they have illustrated covers and look really cute, but then it's just like, boom, cry fest, or boom, too much happening, or death. So I do this to say, I got you. I have vetted 20 books here in the list that I read and loved, and I consider them as rom-coms. These stories focus on a central love story, and they're lighthearted. They're low angst, and sometimes they're funny. I would say the comedy part might be a secondary. It's not the main point. You may not laugh out loud, but some of them you do, but not all of them. But they're actually fun, it's low angsty, it's easy to read, it's good escape. So that's what I have for you. In addition, I'm also sharing six 2022 new releases that are marketed as rom-com. I want to know that for these six new releases, I have not read them, so I cannot verify if they're rom-coms. So beware, it can be hit or miss, but I'm just giving you, they've been marketed as rom-com, they look like rom-com, so give them a try. So for these books, I would suggest you adding them to your pre-order or requesting it from the library if you feel like not ready to buy it, but I would like to read it. Add it for the library queue. Make a request. So, all right, let's go to the list. The first book is The Lineup by Megan Quinn. I've been reading Megan Quinn for the past week. Actually, it will be in the reading recap. So I read the Burnwood Boy series, which is our most popular series, which is baseball romance. The first two books are set in college, but the third book is set in professional baseball world. So they're in Chicago. It is a lot of fun. So I would say Megan Quinn knows how to write funny things, like sometimes laugh out loud or a little campy about it. So if you're looking for a rom-com that has some funny elements, Megan Quinn might be the right place for you. So this one is a romance between a professional baseball player and a professional heroine. She is rich. She is the top of her line. She's heading her real estate development business, and somehow she bids on a date for him at his foundation, and then she realizes, like, I don't want to go on a date with you. Like, no, like, I want to keep you as a crush. So she doesn't go on a date, and he shows up at her workplace and is like, we're going to have a date. And so he's actively pursuing them. She's not, and romantic ensues. So it is a lot of fun. I would suggest purchasing, if you like audiobooks, the first three books in the series are set as a bundle copy for, it's called Burnwood Boy series, and there are three audiobooks into price of one. So you can get them, if you purchase the bundle, you can get them for $7.49, or you might get them for one credit on Audible. But it's a good way to get like a couple audiobooks out of the way, and it's a fun series to get lost in translation. So, all right, the next book is Enemies Abroad by Iris Gray. So I like Iris Gray. She seems to be very formulaic, like rom-coms, that's what she writes. And so if you're looking for a rom-com that's a little easy, little angsty, you know, predictable, and there's nothing wrong with that, but that's like, you know, her brand, I would say Iris Gray is a good place to go. Her latest is Enemies Abroad, which I read, and it's enemies to lovers who are chaperoning a trip to Rome for middle schoolers. So for half of the book, they hate each other, they cannot stand each other, and they're like, do not want to work together, and then they realize, they're like, oh, we got feelings for each other, and so they pursue them. It is a lot of fun. It just takes in Rome, so it's like a good escape from the U.S. Imagine spending the summer with middle schoolers in Rome. So there's like some fun trips. They go to the beach, they go to the Vatican, they do all this fun stuff. So it was a fun escape. So I would suggest Enemies Abroad by Iris Gray. It's available on Kindle Limited. Also, The Lineup by Megan Quinn is available on Kindle Limited. The next one, if we're in February, so we're in the month of Valentine's, and so A Very Friendly's Valentine's Day by Kaylin Loring. So Kaylin Loring wrote A Very Bossy Christmas Day or something like that. It is a Christmas book that is a high heat theme. And so the follow-up is the Valentine's book, which is this one. And so it's a friends of lovers who are spending 3 days in a train ride, cross-country train ride from LA to New York. And so there's forced proximity. They like each other and they have feelings for each other, but they don't want to act out like any other friends to lovers romance. So it is a lot of fun. I am like halfway through it. There's some steamy parts. It's high heat. So if you're looking for high heat, this one is for you. All right. The next one is The Bombshell Effect by Carlos Sorensen. I would tell you, Carlos Sorensen is one of my go-to autobiography authors. I really love her writing. I love that she portrays healthy relationships. They're a little angsty, they're fun, they're spicy, they're great. Her first series is the Watching the Wolf series, which is the first book in the series. And then she has a spinoff, the Ward Sister series, which is like 10 years after the series ends. And then she has another spinoff, which I don't know what the name is, but her latest books, The Bed and The Pact, are in that new series. So there are series coming up, there's plenty of books to binge on. The Bombshell Effect is available on Hoopla, so if you're looking to listen to an audiobook, it's available on Hoopla, and it's available on Kindle Unlimited. So The Bombshell Effect is a football romance between the owner of a team. She inherits a team from her dad, who passed away, and her next-door neighbor, who happens to be the star quarterback. They don't like each other. He thought she was a groupie. She was like, I just want to be a friendly neighbor. And he has a precocious six-year-old who's like, wants to be friends with her. She's like, she's so pretty, I want to be friends with her. And so they have a slow burn romance, and it's just so, so good. The audio is perfect, so if you want some description, this one's perfect. It's about 8 hours, 9 hours, so it's like the perfect length of an audiobook. All right. The next one I listened also on audio, which is Not the Girl You Marry by Andy J. Christopher. If you love How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, like, I personally love that movie. Like, I can quote it, I can tell it, I love it. It's just, it can be problematic, but it's just so good. So this is a gender flip version of the movie. So the guy is trying to lose the girl in 10 days, but she's a prickly heroine, which I really appreciate. I love when her heroine is like not like, you know, cookie cutter, like likes each other. She's like a little prickly on the edges. And so it's really good. So it's great on audio. You may be able to find it in the library because it came out a couple years ago. So it might be easy to find. But I definitely encourage you to listen to audio. The next one, also audio. I think there's a theme. I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks, by the way. So you'll be hearing more audiobook recommendations than real Kindle recommendations. Because a lot of the content I'm consuming is just through audio. So this is the first book that I ended up listening in 2020, middle of 2020. I actually was like, I woke up in the middle of the night. I'm going to set the stage. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, I cannot go back to sleep. And I was like, what am I going to do? So I go on Libby and I scroll down and I'm like, let me figure out an audiobook to listen. And I figure out why audiobook might be the way to go. Because they're a little angsty, they're easy to listen, there might be, it's not as, like, heavy, you know, I wouldn't have, like, heavy issues. And so I picked TweetQ, and let me tell you, I spent from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. listening to it, and I couldn't stop it. It was just so good. Mind you, I tried to read this as an ARC earlier that year before it came out, and I didn't have to because I was like, I cannot stand this. It doesn't feel right. I didn't connect with the character. So fast forward a few months later, that's a question. That's something to question about, like, when I DNF something. It might not be because I hated it. It's because it was not the right time. So I listened to this, and I loved it. It was a 5-star read. I ended up buying the real book. I was like, I need to have this in my stuff. I've been an Emma Lore fan ever since. I like her audiobooks better than her real, like, reading the book. So audio for me is the best way to consume it. So about TweetQ is about competing sandwich shop social media managers who happen to get in a feud. And so they also happen to be in the same high school, and they're like, they talk to each other, but they don't know they're talking to each other on Twitter. And it's just really cute. It's really adorable. It's set in New York. It's just, it's so much fun. So this is a fun one. I would say audio is the way to go. The next book is Dr. ER by Max Monroe. which is a funny reality TV show. They're following medical drama. They're following all these different doctors who happen to be womanizers. And they're, like, kind of cute. And they're like, all right, we're going to do this. And so this one follows the doctor who works in the ER. And it's just, like, fun. It's a delight. There's a Dr. OB, which is, he's OBGYN. And then there's Dr. Neuro, who's a neurosurgeon. So if you have, like, if you like some medical drama, but they're, like, rom-com, they're funny, this series is just for you. The next one is Let's Get Textual by Tegan Hunter, which is also on Kindle Unlimited. And so this one, they basically, it's a bit of epistolary series, a novel. They meet by sending wrong texts to each other. I think one person sends a text to another person, and it's the wrong person, but they start talking to each other. And it's just like, she actually asks him to buy a goat, she asks him to do this, and he does it. And it's really cute. It's low angsty, like no angst at all. It's no conflict. It's just really cute. And I really love that the relationship builds slow burn through text messages. The next book is Boyfriend Material by Alexis Hall. I believe the audio is on Spotify, so that's like something FYI. But this is a fake relationship which meets a grumpy sunshine meets male main character with a grumpy sunshine male romance. One male main character is the son of a famous rock star who gets involved in some drama, and he's like, I need to repair my image. So the best way to repair his image is to fake date someone who's respectable. So he picks the cute barrister to be his fake boyfriend, and they develop feelings, and it's so cute, it's so funny, it's like really funny. This is a funny rom-com to listen and to read too. The next book is Trip by Zoe Castile. This is a Magic Mind meets Neighbor romance. So the male main character is a stripper, and he had a laundry mishap. So his laundry was mixed up with her female neighbor, who happens to find his thongs, and she's like, what is going on here? And they start talking to each other, and they start slow burning, start really with feelings, and it's just so good. If you like Magic Mike, if you think that Magic Mike should have a romance novel, this is the book for you. All right, the next one is a brand new release that came out, or it should be coming out this month, last month, January. It's Made in Manhattan by Lauren Lane. So if you like My Fair Lady, if you like the whole idea of like getting a makeover and adapting to a new place and to a new society, then this is booked for you. Like, only difference is that instead of being the female main character getting the makeover, it's the male main character getting the makeover. And the female main character is the one who has to do the whole thing for work. So it is really good. It is steamy. So if you're looking for high heat, this has heat in it. It is definitely set in New York. It has all the elements that you love about Lauren Lane, New York company, New York society, lots of things to do. So this is a fun book to read. I really love Lauren Lane, and so this was such a treat to read. The next one is available on Audible Plus, and I would suggest listening to the audio as opposed to buying the book. The book is $2.99, so you can do it, but the audio is so freaking good that you might as well just listen to the audio. And the trick you might do is just get Audible Plus for a month. You might get a good deal for a month or two, and listen to all the different novellas that are available. There's a lot of romance novellas, and I'll do like an episode with romance novellas too. But this one is Call Me Maybe by Karma Stone. I'm a huge fan of Karma Stone. Karma Stone can do no wrong. She knows how to write slow burn. She knows how to write like funny, unique stories. They're engaging. They're fun. They're lovely. And so this one is about customer service call. So the female main character has a website and it's broken, and she's calling the customer service to fix her website. The person who happens to pick up the phone is a CEO, and so they spend like days trying to over the phone talking to each other, trying to fix the website, because she has like a big event that she needs to show, and so he helps her out and they develop feelings, and it's just so good. And there's a follow-up called Sweet Talk that came out like a few months later that is just like follow-up to some of the characters. So it's just so good. So if you want to get some Audible Plus, credits, like just do this. There's that free on Audible Plus. So Call Me Maybe and Sweet Talk by Karaba Stone are both great rom-coms. The next one is Anika Martin, One Most Eligible Billionaire. Anika Martin has a billionaire series. So if you don't like billionaires, I say give this a try, because it's not like a regular billionaire. These are not your Christian Grey. These are just kind of like your nice billionaires, you know. So Most Eligible Billionaire is basically the female main character inherits a dog from this rich lady who thought she was the dog whisperer. And it turns out the dog inherits like this multi-billion company, and so the dog has to make decisions for the company, and the old lady's son is like, no, I don't want the dog to do this. So he's like, is she an imposter, or is she trying to like steal our money and steal stuff? And so there's like a whole process of that, and so they develop feelings for each other, and then they realize like she's not, she just wants to do the good for the dog. So it is a funny one. There's a rest of the series. These books are available on Hoopla. They have fun illustrated covers, but they're all available on Hoopla. So if you're looking for some audiobooks to listen to, these are good books to listen to. The next one is Off Limits Rule by Sarah Adams. So if you're looking for closed door romance, like who are basically like not, you know, not steamy, just like closed door, but they don't shut the door on you. They're just like you don't miss it. You just know it's not there. Sarah Adams writes really good books like that. This book is available in Hoopla, and it's a down on her luck female main character who moves in with her brother, and so they go on a trip. They go on like on a boat trip, and so she meets her brother's best friend who she hasn't met, and she's like attracted to him. He's attracted to her. But because her brother was involved, they don't want to act on the feelings. And so that's where Off Limits Rule is. It's a really good book. I think she's a single mom. I think she has a son. And it's like a good way to like manage the relationship and all the stuff. So the audio is the way to go. It is available on Hoopla, so easy to follow. So there we go. All right. This book I did read with my eyes, and it's At Happened One Summer by Tessa Bailey. Tessa Bailey is a friend of the podcast. I've had her a couple times. She came to talk about this book this past summer, and this book actually got picked up by TikTok a lot. It is a social media influencer who gets banished because she threw a party, and she gets banished from her family to a fishing town where she's like basically has to fix a bar and like figure out herself and like be humble beginnings, and she's caught up on her money. And so she is attracted to the hot grumpy fisherman, and he's attracted to her, but he doesn't want to act down on her because his widow, and he has feelings about this. And it's just really good. It is high heat, just like any other Tessa Bailey book. It's like definitely the heat is there. So this is like the opposite of Off Limits Rule. It's like if you're looking for high heat, go for Tessa Bailey. If you're looking for a closed door, go to Sarah Adams. There we go. The next book I gotta share with some rom-coms, obviously we need to talk about Christina Loren. And so they have a bunch of rom-coms, but the one that I want to highlight is Josh and Hazel Guides to Not Dating. This is like a book where they're friends to lovers, they meet each other, and Hazel's a unique character. I really like Hazel. I personally like her. I think she's funny, I think she's great, but she's very quirky. And so Josh and Hazel spend some time setting each other up with other people and going on double dates. And then they realize, like, shit, we have feelings for each other. So they fall in love, and they have, like, a really lovely relationship. So this is, like, one of my favorite Christina Lawrence, like, you know, rom-coms you're going to love. The next one is Better Than the Movies by Lynn Painter. This is a homage to rom-coms. Like, Lynn has done her homework. She has watched every rom-com possible. And so each chapter heading includes a quote from the famous rom-com, like Bridget Jones, How to Lose a Guy, 16 Candles. So if you want to be nostalgic and make a list of rom-coms to watch, read Better Than the Movies. So this is a fake dating with your enemy. It's a YA romance. It's cute. It's like so cute. It's like perfection. Even if you're not a YA reader, but you love rom-coms, I think you need to read Better Than the Movies. And there we go. This next one is an oldie but a goodie. It came out in 2016. I read it when it came out, and it's called Four Letter Words by Jay Daniels. It basically is like her friend, the female main character's best friend, got cheated on, and so she decided to call the guy and call him off and tell him, like, you know, you're a horrible person, all these different things. And so she happens to call the wrong number, and so she calls off this guy, and he's like, that's not me. So she knows her issues. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, blah blah. And so they somehow start talking to each other, And it's about feelings. And it's just so good. So this one's High Heat. It's definitely good. If you're looking for other romance, like I would say Jay Daniels has the Alabama series to look forward to. So that's another series you want to try on. From her, it's great. And finally, the number 20th book is The Royals Next Door by Karina Holley. So Karina came into the show and she talked about this book last year. And so basically, this book is a Harry and Meghan fan fiction homage. So when Harry and Meghan left the royal family, they ended up going to Canada for some time just to take a break from the media. And so they actually went to the secluded island and just built this house and trying to like figure out their life. And so Karina got inspired by that story, and so she wrote this bodyguard romance where this royal couple lives next door, and the bodyguard is like grumpy, and he's like, security issues, we can't have next door neighbors and all this stuff. And next door neighbor was like, but we own the house. So they're at odds, but it's just so good. It does deal with some heavy issues, but it's a good rom-com. Like, if you're looking for some, like, lighthearted, but still, like, some heavy issues, this one is for you. And if you love Harry and Meghan, you know, wish to be friends with Meghan, this book is for you. All right. So now we're going to go to anticipated new releases. I want to preface this. I've not read these, but I do have copies of them. And I've started them. And so I can tell you they're really good from the start. I have not finished them, but we'll get there. So the first one is Island Time by Georgia Clark. So Georgia Clark wrote like It Happened to Be You, It Had to Be You by last year, which was a love actually set in the wedding planning business. And I really love that one. As an audio, it's fantastic. So her newest book is Island Time. It's a stranded island where both of her families are stuck together. And there's a sapphic romance, and it's a must-art to TBR. So it's set in the islands of Australia. It deals with nature. It gets you like a fun stuff. It's a good escape. So Island Time by Georgia Clark is an added to the TBR. It comes out this summer. The next one comes out in May, which has Never Been Kissed by Timothy Janofsky. This is a new adult rom-com where the boy sends emails to all the boys he loved before he came out. And one of them was like interested, and something happened, and there's a drive-through movie stuff. So it seems like really cute, and he's never been kissed, so how cute is that? All right, the next one is The Wedding Crasher by Mia Sosa. Mia is like, I love her books, I love her writing. She writes our worst romance. So I think this is a Brazilian romance. I hope it is. I'm not sure. But it's a fake dating on a woman who crashed the male main character wedding day, who happens to have a marriage convenience. So it's a mouthful. It's like an interesting hook where it's like, they're not supposed to be together. She's helping someone's wedding, and she realizes they're not meant for each other. So she crashes the wedding, and then he asks her to be her fake relationship after she crashes the wedding. And it seems like an unlikely couple, but it seems like fun. And I feel like that's like a good comedy of errors that can make it look a good rom-com. All right. The next one is Nisha Sharma's Director Dater Dr. Dill. Nisha is a friend to the show. I really love her writing. She writes diverse. She writes like just so good. Like, books are so freaking good. I love her way. I love her billionaire series. And I know she can do no wrong with the Shakespeare Team in the Shoe reimagining of, you know, dating Dr. Dell. There's family, there's drama, there's fun stuff. It's just so good. The cover, it's so good. If you like 10 Things I Hate About You, this cover is reminiscing of that cover. So I love this. The next book is In the New York Minute by Kate Spencer. So there's a boardroom, like the main character is having a worst day. She got fired. She got ghosted and all stuff. And so she gets on the subway, and somehow her dress got stuck in the subway door and it rips off. And she's like, oh my God. It's like, what is going to happen? So this guy offers her to lend his coach, and they have this really cute meet cute that people take pictures and they take a video and it goes viral. And she thinks like they're like not a right match for each other. She's talkative, she's like funny, and then he's like grumpy, and she's like, what is going on? So but she assumes she's never gonna see him again. Well, it turns out they kept seeing each other, and like romance ensues. So it's one of those things, like, it's true. Like, if you're in New York, even though New York is, like, such a big city, you're likely to see the same people over and over, whether it's their same commute or whether it's, like, the same times. So it is funny. Like, it happens. Like, you're like, I don't want to see you ever again. And then you happen to see them, like, multiple times. You don't know how many times that happened to me when I broke up with a friend, actually. And I was like, I don't want to see you ever again. Like, I'm just like, the city's too large. Like, it's possible. Lo and behold, I kept seeing the friend, like, over and over and over, like, multiple times in multiple neighborhoods, like, different places, different times. And so it happens, and I think it's, like, a realistic thing. So I'm excited to read it in a New York minute. The final book is Chef's Kiss by T.J. Alexander. So these chefs work in a magazine. It seems like a magazine or recipe, like a recipe development, like New York Times cooking, you know, kind of like that, Bon Appetit. And so they're pivoting to video content. So the female main character is expected to do some video content. She's like not comfortable with it. And she happens to be entrusted with the male main character, who basically goes viral for a video. I'm not sure, but I love anything about cooking. I don't know, I'm probably sure about this more often. I may do an episode about cookbooks, but one of the things I've been doing this year in 2020 is improving my cooking skills. So I've been borrowing cookbooks and like watching vlogs and watching videos and like trying out different recipes. So any type of cooking content, any type of like food content, I'm all for it. So I love this. I really think this is a good one. I love this unique setting. It's like you would think about it. It's like, oh yeah, that's happened, you know? And imagine a woman sitting there. So I hope you enjoyed this list of 26 rom-coms and that you actually add some of them to your TBR. Some of them you may pick them as audio and Hoopla, or you may actually read them with your eyes or however you want to consume them. I hope you enjoy this list, and thank you so much for listening, and have a great day. If you enjoy this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for LibreFM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.